You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
I'm Pino Tillman, and this is the NFL Player Second Acts with an S podcast. My guy Roman Harper with me. What's up? Why are you smiling? Why are you laughing right now?
Because you're just a funny guy. It's not going to show on tape, but you're just a funny guy. That's all I'm saying. All right. Anyways, all of our viewers, I appreciate you. We love you. It's nothing but love. But I'm going to have to bark at you a little bit. Give us 5 stars, okay? 5-star rating. Leave a couple comments. Please, 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 please. Click that follow button. Share. And leave some comments. We like to respond at times. Wherever you pick up your podcast, whether it's Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Peanut, who are the beautiful guests today?
Andrew Hawkins, Troy Jones, Chris Johnson. 2K, what do we call him? CJ2K?
CJ2K.
Hey, we got a good one for y'all. Right now, we're going to kick the first one off with Hawk and Troy Jones. Check it out. This the first duo. We got two talented brothers, NFL legends. Troy Jones, Andrew Hawkins, they're in the gaming. They got a whole lot of stuff in the
Hawkins
gaming.
Hawkins on TV now, too.
He on TV? He be acting?
A little bit of everything, man.
He do a little everything?
A little everything. I mean, can we just put the shoes up? Can we put the shoes up?
Spice Adams.
Can we please put the shoes up?
You see them things? Spice Adams. Like that. That's
why. Spice Adams. Got Fresh. That leg up just like that.
I appreciate it, man. Look, Hawk said he invented Chelsea boots, so I had to make sure I came right because it's a trademark. So, trying to do what I can do. I
can't afford it. Y'all brothers been busy. So the last time y'all were here, y'all had this, the VR game, and y'all had Lamar Jackson on there. After y'all left Super Bowl, I went out, I got the VR, I bought the game.
We appreciate that.
I damn near broke something because when I was trying to throw, it took me a minute to figure out how to throw the football.
Okay.
You threw the controller.
I mean, I damn near threw myself and the controller. Like, I got so into it, it's real.
That's dope, man.
You laughing, but I am laughing.
Because I'm imagining you
on my mama.
Doing this.
It was, I was sweating. Yeah. I'm over there dodging, trying to throw them thing. I couldn't figure out how to. So at first I was just trying to like with the Wii, you just kind of do that and it, like, you really got to throw it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, you, I swear, on my mama, you really have to try to throw that thing. I was overthrowing it. I was underthrowing it. And I was like, damn, this is a lot harder than I thought. Mm-hmm. So, shout out to y'all. It's legit. It's a.
We appreciate
y'all,
that, man.
That's USDA certified. Put a stamp on it.
I love it. So that's what real. We need. That is like.
It's real. Put a stamp. Hey, it's put a stamp on it. It's real. It's certified.
You heard it here, man. Anytime players
yeah.
put it on and that's their response, that. what better marketing is that?
Yeah.
Because who knows what that experience is like better than you guys?
Well, I'll take a cut of it if that's part of the marketing.
I mean, paperwork.
No invoices, bro.
Yeah, so. But how much has, so the other day, Lamar Jackson, he wins the MVP. It's the second one.
Yeah.
How has, from last year to this year, how has that been going with sales? I know you guys have been busy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've raised a ton of money. Mm-hmm. Like, talk about that.
Yes, I mean, to answer your first question, things are going good with sales. We was able to cross 1 million users in less than 15 months, which is tough. And any consumer product, any game in market. So shout out to our team for that.
Absolutely.
And as far as Lamar, obviously, yeah, he's been on this ride all the way through. And we started out with a vision. Said each year it was going to get better, you know, operating like athletes, taking that mindset, applying it to the product. Mm-hmm. And it's been well received, man. I mean, people are having fun. I would say the most exciting thing for us is we just getting started. You know, like anything, we were the first people to ever launch a first fully licensed sports game in VR. Mm-hmm. So now that we got user data, now that we got people in the headset giving feedback, you can take it up a notch because you got that data. You know what to go back and improve. And we're focusing on applying that.
Go ahead. I was going to say the cool thing for us is that people have been along the ride and the journey with us. You know, I mean, we knew that we had a perspective that people wanted to see. The tough part was obviously bringing it to life and communicating it in a way where people understood what the proposition was. To your point, we just raised our Series A round, which is led by Google. And our quest is to be the go-to place to build first-person sports. There is a level of access that fans have never had, which is on the field, that we felt like as athletes we could provide. And the biggest tech companies in the world have backed us and aligned with us to bring that to life. And that, you guys know, that's no easy feat. And we've done it by being ourselves. We've done it by hiring a diverse team. We've done it by hiring former athletes who, you know, might also be engineers, might also be incredible marketers, might also be producers, along with the expertise of people who have built sports games for a very long time. And that has allowed us to accelerate to get to the point that we are so quickly.
I wish I was a STEM student. I could be talking to y'all. I could be coding.
Peanut, stay in your lane.
FBI agent.
I wish I was a STEM. Can y'all code? Can you write code?
No, we cannot write code.
We can't write code.
No, stay in your lane.
You know you don't want to be in no STEM. I'm trying.
So, my question is this. All right, number one, when you talk about the biggest money backers in these spaces backing you guys, number one, I want you guys both to tell me, how does that make you feel to know that you're the ones that people believe in? Because it's something to be said when people are like, man, I'm with you, dog, but when they put their money behind you, that's a different level of belief. And then also, what's next? I know we're talking about the gameplay, the other things, but it's always on the next evolution because you got to stay in front of it. Because it's not the one in front of you that you ever worry about. It's the one behind you that's going to pass you up 100%. That you have to look out for.
Okay. I would say for people to back us the way that they have, I mean, it's incredibly humbling. I know that's cliche, but we probably need to do a better job of like soaking in those moments like that. Because sometimes we take it for granted, not because we don't appreciate it, but because when you hear 300 no's from people who aren't Google.
Right.
That does have an effect on you.
For sure.
Right. And so it's like you have to do so much to show and prove. We've had to show them better than we could tell anybody. Yeah. And I think the thing that makes us special or the thing that we're most proud of, and I'll let Troy answer this question as well, but it's like we've done what we said we were going to do. And as athletes, you don't get to the level you guys got to. You don't get to what we're doing unless you have that conviction, you have that obsession, and your focus is not the press releases. Your focus is not how people talk about you. Your focus is not making sure when you come into a room, people want to bow down and kiss the ring. Your focus is, I said I'm going to do something. That's all I care about is making sure that I do it. And over time, the right people will see that and go along with the journey. And I think that's what's happened for us.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, basically that. Add on to what he said, we're not taking that face value, right? So when we go out and we're talking about what we're going to do or what we've done, it's some skepticism to it, just being honest. So like athletes, we kind of go into these rooms with chips on our shoulder. And when you're the people that believe in us, we internalize that, meaning like we want to prove you right. You know, we think about our story, you know, my journey as a quarterback, Hawk's journey throughout his playing career, underdogs who had to always work hard and odds were against us. And it's kind of similar to that. And as we think about what we're building in our venture, And the people who believe in us, they're family. They believe in the vision. They trust us. Our team, same thing. Anyone who comes on this journey with us that that has joined the company, we make sure that we do right by them by making sure we're keeping what's top of mind for the what's best for the company top of mind, right? Like, we're never making it about Troy and Hawk, you know? So when we talk about things, it's always like, all right, what's best for the company? What's going to make sure that everybody that's a part of this thing wins?
Right.
And I think that's just a byproduct of just being appreciative, you know what I mean, of them believing in us. And yeah, to this point, we got to do a better job relishing in it. Like, it's not an easy, like, it is a 1% of founders that raise money are African-American, right? Mm-hmm. So for us to be in that, you gotta give yourself flowers for that. You got to tell that story.
Yeah.
But the other side of it is, like, we got work to do. And we know that if we win, everybody wins behind us versus, you know, just being happy like with that and being happy to be there type mindset, you know?
So on behalf of, like, myself and Rome, I want to take out a little bit of cash right now. I got $24.
Listen, man.
And I want to back y'all.
That'll get you point.
This from Rome and I. This from both of us.
You gotta do like Smokey did, you know, 20, 22.
Right, put that
24. That's from both of us.
A Black Bruce Wayne. Investment in a tech company, right. Series A.
Yeah, insane.
That's like half a code, half a character.
We're gonna spend $50 in the Uber just trying to get to the bank to put that money into the account.
You said less than 1%, man. I'm trying to be a part of that. You know what I'm saying? Man, I'm trying to take us to 1.1. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm a STEM student. I'm in the army. So I got a question for you, Hawk. I know you're into TV. Talk about some of the TV shows, movies, some of the projects that you're working on or have been in.
Yeah. So, I mean, entertainment is obviously a big part of the pie chart that I've gotten into after football. And I think that's where Status Pro and Pro Era play into, and where I've gotten a lot of that knowledge of saying, okay, this is what I think fans will gravitate to because I feel that reception in all the things that I've done. So I'm at ESPN now as an NFL analyst. Obviously, I produced, was an executive producer of Hair Love, which won an Oscar. Another executive producer of To Live and Die and Live, which was a dope movie that premiered at Sundance last year. Have a couple of projects in development, some comedy projects. Worked at Spring Hill Entertainment for a long time before I left there to go into Status Pro full time, and then they invested into the company. So I think what you're going to see from sports technology, and specifically what we're doing at Status Pro, there's a lane where these worlds will merge.
Right.
And that's kind of what we've always envisioned of how do you enhance the sports experience of fans. And we had to find the thing that we're experts at and just drill down in there. We're not trying to be anybody else. We're not trying to take away from what anybody else has built from a gaming or an entertainment or how they, you know, show up with fans. But for us, if we can build an appetite for feeling, for seeing what it's like to be on the field, we will always be the leaders, because that's something you only know if you've been there. That was our whole idea around the company.
I love that. I think the world is literally changing, like, right in front of us, because, you know, we just seen the goggles, the things, even people are just walking around normal and stuff, like, this is normal. It's not normal yet. You know what I mean? So you guys are definitely ahead of the curve, but, like, you guys have seen this.
Mm-hmm.
And now everybody else is starting to catch up. So I'm still in my mind, like, okay, how do you guys continue to just grow? And like, what's the next game, or what's the next, you know, or now we're going to be able to be a wide receiver, where now you got people like Peanut running through the house. Like, so it's like, what is going to be that next little part? I'm really excited to see what you guys do, because this was just last year that we got introduced to this.
Right.
Yep. And in 1 year, it's like you said, 16 months.
Yeah.
Or you 16. Guys have over a million.
Yeah, over a million. 1.1 million users. Yeah.
And like, you guys are learning so much more from them. So I'm really excited.
I want you guys to tell me.
Dude, I don't have anything virtual. I don't like.
You didn't hand me that $24, too. Don't think I know that. Yeah, I never. You didn't even attempt it.
That's true. I tried to make it double. You know what I mean? But I want to know, like, what's next? And so, like, where do you guys see this going for you guys?
Yeah, to your point,
in that lane.
We've been in this space since 2016, 2017. Mm-hmm. And I think when you're obsessing over something, like, you think about, you know, and because we believed in it, we're thinking about 5, 10, 15 years ahead. So obviously we'll continue to scale the NFL product. We'll be able to make it more social. where people can experience the game with their friends. So what does it look like for you to build virtual teams, for you to hang out in stadiums and just have unique experiences, become a platform in that way to where you can experience football in a number of ways in the NFL product. But we want to go across different sports too. So any and everything that's first person sports, we want to own. So that's basketball, that's baseball, that's boxing, that's soccer, right? The goal is to really leverage what we've done in the NFL and continue to carry this out through multiple sports, which is awesome. People believe in the vision. Obviously, technology's finally getting to the point where everybody's paying attention. And we're going to keep pushing forward.
It's cool because when Troy and I first met, which was like, I think the end of 2016 or early 2017, we spoke in terms of what was coming in 10 years. And we were like, yo, in 10 years, these big clunky headsets will be smaller. They'll be wireless. There was no wireless headset at the time. And our whole mindset was preparing for what the next 10 years was going to look like. It's crazy. That was 7 years ago now, wild. And it doesn't feel like it was that long, but to your point of people walking around in VR goggles, and imagine where it's going to be 3 years from now. And so just like an athlete, when you get to the league or you've worked your hardest to become who you are, you don't so much focus on of like, oh, what's next? You just get better every day.
Yeah.
You watch your film from the practice before and you're like, man, I got to get that foot. Yeah, I got to straighten that out because I'm losing a step. I got to make sure I get my hands on this receiver sooner. And it's like you just start to enhance because now you put yourself so far in front. And if you keep getting better, you don't got to worry about who's behind
you. That's true.
Yeah. That's kind of how we approach the experience we have. Like, we're just going to keep making it better. We want more positions.
Yeah.
We want more competitive nature. We want you to play linebacker. We want you to play receiver. We want you to play running back. We want you to play basketball, baseball. And we want to be the place when you think of first-person sports, Status Pro is it. This is the gaming software that allowed us to see field level sports that we love across the gamut.
I want to give you some love too, because I can't wait to see the first YouTube video of somebody playing linebacker on you guys' thing and they dive through a wall.
Hey, it's coming.
They
man.
Just totally don't recognize that you should not be diving like that.
No.
Because I see it in boxing, people doing boxing, and somebody get hit all the time.
Yeah. You know what's funny? We see so many viral videos of like uncles running through closet walls. And you know, we gotta act like we don't even see it. Right. Like, oh yeah, you see that video with 6 million? No, I ain't see that. You can hear our game in the background.
Right. And investors like, is this your game?
Yeah, you can't prove it. I don't know. What are you talking about?
It's Mario Brothers. Well, fellas, hey, man, we appreciate y'all. I'm actually curious to see what happens next year when y'all come on the show. I feel like this show is the good luck charm.
Yeah, hey, this is it.
This is it.
I can't wait to see you guys come back next year. You guys will be doing even bigger and better things. I think that in the boot game.
Hey, listen, I got to come right next year. I got to come right.
Boot game crazy.
Crusted next year,
right?
Right. Diamond crusted. Going through the
Peter Pan didn't even have joints like that. Them things is fire. That's what we say. Them things is fire. Well, look, this is Peanut Tillman. We got Troy. We got Hawk. We got the Black Bruce Wayne. We got my guy Rome. Check us out. Info Player, Second Acts Podcast. Apple Pod Podcast, iHeartRadio, give us a link, 5 stars, tell a friend to tell her what to tell her what.
Tell a friend.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Super Bowl 58, we out.
Let's go, Peanut.
Yes.
Let's go.
We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
First of all, those dudes are killing the game. It was funny because we saw them last year. And they were still just kind of getting their feet a little bit more wet, really diving into it. Peanut went out and bought some stuff.
I did. Damn near killed myself trying to play that game. It's dope, though. It's super nice. Damn near killed myself.
But they really are heading and well on their ways to being the virtual reality of sports.
I'm just a little disappointed that they didn't take my investment.
You gotta make it enough. It's all good.
24 well, anyways, from both of us from the collection plate.
Our next guest, trust me, hell of a ball player. I mean, had the fastest 40 time in combine history for a long time.
CJ2K.
CJ2K, aka Chris Johnson.
Our next guest is a good one. He's gonna remember this. Let me read a little bit of his resume because it is extremely impressive. Drafted 24th overall first round draft pick to the Tennessee Titans back in 2008. Played 10 NFL seasons. 2009 Offensive Player of the Year. Rushed for over 2,000 yards.
Yes, sir.
And he set the NFL record for the most scrimmage yards, over 2,500. Since retiring, he's invested in real estate, and he has a chain of successful coffee shops called Just Love Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast, Chris Johnson.
CJ2K.
CJ2K.
Thanks for having me,
CJ2K.
Man.
That's the name right there.
That is.
2,000. I don't even drive that far, bro. You ran that. I don't even drive that far, man.
You know, I want to know this before we jump into it, because I remember when you ran the 40, right? Uh-huh. That's what put you on the map.
Yeah.
Nobody, right. If you didn't watch Eastern Carolina football, we didn't know who Chris Johnson was.
Right, right.
And I don't think the NFL knew either. And you ran this 40 at the combine. Could you talk about that moment and all of a sudden how it changed everything?
Man, it was crazy because, like, going into the combine, like, I was probably like a second, third rounder. Know what I'm saying? Because I had all the film to match and stuff like that. A lot of people didn't know about me, but before then, we did the junior day. So on junior day, when I think at East Carolina, I was probably like, three scouts came out or whatever, scouts.
But it's I ran like my college.
Yeah, but I ran a 4.19 there.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? I ran a 4.19, so that's what kind of got it buzzing. Know what I'm saying? It still wasn't overly known, buzzing or whatever like that. And then, so I did my thing my senior year. And then in the bowl game, the Hawaii Bowl, I had 400 all-purpose yards. And then, so I was on the cusp second, third round. And then, like, man, at the combine, after I ran that 40, it just went, everything went through the roof. It went crazy. Yeah, it went crazy. So after that, I had 16 scheduled visits after the combine. Like, it was crazy.
That was, yeah. So, do you remember that 2012 game when Chicago came to Tennessee?
Now you had
refresh my memory.
So you had a good one. So I believe where the score, we won 51-20.
That's when you said that record that game.
Yes, he did.
He said that record. Yes, I said, he what did. It was four or five.
It was four.
Yeah,
it was four. That was a fun game. That was a game.
I just at some point on the sidelines, y'all got to be like, can y'all just not let this guy punch the ball?
I
want
to know what the conversation was on the sidelines. Yeah,
the conversation was like, man, hold on to the to the damn ball.
So what was it like for the during the week of practice? Did anyone say
after,
anything?
After you said that next week coming?
No,
after
no,
the
no.
Game?
I'm talking about the week leading up to us. Did anyone talk about it?
Yeah, it was all talked about it because it was always known. The peanut punching. Know what I'm saying? Like, you going to get that ball or whatever like that was talked about. So, extra ball security this week, all that stuff. And it was like.
So, the first play from scrimmage, we get Kenny Britt, forced fumble. What was the conversation on the sideline right after that one?
It was just crazy. Like, we talked about this. And you come out the first play and this happened. So, it's like, we already fighting an uphill battle. Know what I'm saying? And then, like, me, myself, I never fumbled. Like, I didn't, so we come out there, then I fumble, and it's like, dang. And one of those fumbles was questionable. On that, I had a catch. So it was like a bang, bang play. It was supposed to be a incomplete pass. But I feel like they knew he was going for the record, and that was, so they gave it to him. But, yeah, man, he had a real good game, man.
But you had a good one, too, though. You still rushed for like 141 yards of 16 carries. Like, you still did your thing. He had an 80-yard run, just took it to the house. I didn't even try to chase him. Yeah, he's like, let it go.
Don't even put that on tape, dog. Just let him get that. Yeah, I want to know this. What was your – you know, you won the Offensive Player of the Year in 2009. Right. Do you have a signature play, a signature moment of that season or something that really just sticks out to you in that season? Because I know you broke off a ton of long runs, but.
I think my signature, I ain't going to say it's just one play, but it was a game against Jacksonville. Me and Jones Drew, we was like going back and forth that whole game.
Yeah, I remember that game.
I think total rushing yards between me and him, it was like almost 500 yards, like. But we was going back and forth, like he'll break a long one, I break a long one. It was just like going back and forth the whole game. And it was like, that's like, it kind of like was a, like in my head and going back thinking about it, it was like a boxing match where like, you know, he hit you with a big blow. I come back, hit you with a big blow. And then I end up with the last big blow to knock him out. We end up winning the game and I end up finishing with more yards and stuff like that. So that's a signature game for me.
How competitive did you get it when you're not making any tackles, but you got another really good running back on the opposite sideline. Do you take it personal? Like, I got to outshine him.
Yeah, I definitely take that personal. Like, that's something I used to always have in my mind, that I got to outshine the other guy. And then another thing, like, with me was, like, me, even though AP came in a year before me and I was after him, we were still the same. We graduated high school together. He came out early. But it was, like, always, like, you know what I'm saying? I got to outdo AP. You know what I'm saying? Because while we was in the league, that was always a talk. Who was the best back out of me and AP? So if he played earlier than I played, what AP did today? You know what I'm saying? Or a lot of time, I know in a lot of stadiums, they usually put the highlights and the yards up and like, God dang, AP just broke for 70. I got to go for 80 today. I got to do something. So like, I used to always want to compete against the other running back on the other team, too, and outdo him.
So, Adrian Peterson, one of the greatest, great running back to play the game yourself. Is there a running back today who you think can rush for 2,000 yards? With what you see, with the pedigree,
with the pedigree of
running backs we have.
Yes. Well, first of all, the way that the offense is going in the NFL today, I don't think it can happen.
Yep.
The last guy to do it, Derrick Henry, they were still running the old school offense where they going to give him the ball 20, 25 times a game. But how it's changing now is different. But if it's a guy that's capable of it, I would say Jahmyr Gibbs. If they give him the ball how they should give him the ball, I think he can do it. I think Saquon could do it, but they'll never give him the ball like that. Saquon can do it. Jamar can do it. And if Nick Chubb can stay healthy, I really believe he can do it.
I would say
Nick
the same thing about Saquon, too, because Saquon's it's always some little tweak or something. He's just trying to stay healthy. But when he is healthy, he's explosive, like you're saying. I would like to know this. I want your opinion. As a running back that was drafted in the first round, because now they act like you shouldn't draft a running back in the first round.
Right.
How the outlook on running backs going forward, how has it changed? What do you see the future in it? And also the devaluing of the running back or the star running back, where now it's running back by committee.
See, I hate a lot of times, like, when they say, oh, you can get this guy in the third, fourth, fifth round. How? I never seen you get a Chris Johnson, a Adrian Peterson, like a Barry Sanders, a Jamar Gibbs. Mm. You don't see these guys lasting to the fourth, fifth round and things like that. Now, you might catch a guy in the third, fourth round, fifth round, they come in and, you know, they have a good career.
Yeah.
But what guy is you going to really name that can be like, oh, I did what AP did. I did what CJ did. That, oh, yeah, I went and got him in the fifth round or the fourth round. And a lot of times, some of those guys that they may catch, they don't tell the backstory behind it. That guy probably could have got hurt coming out of college or had character issues coming out of college.
There's a reason why he went that late.
It's a reason why he went that late. It wasn't just like, oh, this guy not talented enough to be a first rounder. We can wait and get him in the fourth round and he go crazy. No, they don't tell the backstory behind it. So that's why I don't like when they say that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and it's just like this year, you look at Jahmyr Gibbs, he was a first rounder. Bijan Robinson, he was a first rounder. Like, I don't see how running backs can't go in the first round no more when you see the talent that's coming out.
And it's crazy because everybody was like questioning Jahmyr Gibbs, and then all of a sudden they saw him play.
Right.
Especially down the stretch when he figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
When he electric.
Yeah, electric.
Good player.
Yeah.
We're going to take a short break and we'll be back in a minute.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days, like literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet, rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
So making that transition after you retire, right. You go back to school, you get your degree in communications, and
congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You start investing in coffee.
Right.
Just love coffee.
Yep.
And talk about first off, you must really love coffee to invest in it. And I know y'all have 20, you got 26. About 26 locations.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, how did you get invested in this? Like what made you want to do that?
Well, the crazy thing is when I first retired, right? Going through that phase where it's like, dang, like I'm used to being on a schedule every day of my life, nothing doing. It's like, dang, like what I'm gonna do? Like the transition is hard. So the first thing, my first initial thing, what I did was I went back to school.
Yeah.
So doing a lot of online classes and stuff like that. And then like going through that, a lot of time what I used to do, like used to be sometimes I'd be sitting in the house and I'm just like bored, like I got to get out. So I used to go to like different coffee shops and like study and do all that type of stuff. And just sitting there, I'm like, man, this kind of dope, man. Like, and I just see how many people come in and out. Like sometimes you see some of the same people come in and out all day getting coffee. Know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, this will probably be dope. Know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, I'm just try it out. Know what I'm saying? And I got it in that type of way or whatever. So my first initial thing was I'm going to get a coffee shop. So it was a franchise or whatever like that. And then COVID hit or whatever like that. And I'm like, man, I know, like, I want to build this brand and things like that. Like, what are some ways, like, what can I do, like, to become bigger? Know what I'm saying? And not just hold myself to like this individual store. So I'm like, man, you know what? I'm gonna just go to the owners of the company and stuff like that, see if I can invest and see if I can be part owner. So I went from just owning one individual store to becoming part owner of the whole brand or whatever like that. And I just felt like it was a smart idea because next, like if we talk about addiction and we're not talking about like nothing illegal, not drugs or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, coffee is like people are addicted to coffee.
They are. Yes,
they're addicted to coffee. Like they have to have it. And a lot of times people think, oh, the hot coffee in the morning where we grew up thinking, but no, people love iced coffee. And they drink that all throughout the day, all throughout the winter.
Now are you a coffee drinker?
No, I'm not. My grandmother's was.
Okay.
So when I used to come out like in middle school and high school, my grandma and them like in like my aunties and uncles and stuff, like every weekend, like every Saturday, Sunday morning, everybody used to come to my grandmother's house because I lived with my grandmother. Like, everybody used to come there every Saturday morning. They used to be there like 8 in the morning, all sitting out on the porch, just drinking coffee, sitting around talking and stuff like that. So, like, that's my first initial introduction to coffee.
Now, you got a signature blend.
Yeah, I got a signature blend.
Some lemons, some raisins.
Yeah, lemon, raisin blend.
I never would have thought, like, lemons and raisins and tea. I never would have thought that would have went together. Like, who and how did you come up with that?
Man, it was crazy, like.
That blend.
So, at the main office, like, it's a coffee tasting room. Know what I'm saying? Like, you got all the, like, it's probably like 20, 30 different coffees you can taste, you know what I'm saying? So just sitting there tasting all the different coffees and getting the blend, putting it together, and then whatever the best one that I like, you know what I'm saying? I just went with that.
Okay.
I just went with
that. All right, tell me about, because it sounds like it just went great, but I want to know about like a pitfall, something you didn't see happening outside of COVID that you learned from this coffee business. Like, man, this is, everybody just needs to look out for this because this is what's really out there.
Well, that coffee business kind of got me into the next one as far as real estate.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I do real estate now. So
commercial or residential?
Airbnbs.
Okay, yeah.
Airbnbs. So just getting into the coffee business and running a restaurant and things like that, like dealing with employees. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, there
it's
is.
Like you babysitting because that type of business, coffee shop, you got high school workers, basically.
Yeah.
You may have some freshmen, college workers, but you're dealing with kids. You know what I'm saying? So you're dealing with kids, and sometimes you're dealing with their parents and stuff like that. So it's like, going into that, that let me know that, like, I really don't want to do nothing involving with having to deal with people, like having to deal with employees. I'd rather just deal with real estate. It's cut and dry. This what it's going to be. You don't have to worry about, oh, this person can't show up to work today. All of that type of stuff is just a headache.
Everybody complains about that. The people part.
Right.
It's like,
you got to manage all them personalities. I guess it's kind of like being a head coach. It's 53 people on the team. You got 53 personalities that you got to manage.
Right.
Right. So I got a question for you. We all, what I got 11, or I'm sorry, you got 11. I got 13. How many years?
10.
10.
Yeah.
We all have that moment where we get rocked. Or something crazy happens that you didn't expect. Like, damn, this is the league. This is real. What was your welcome to the NFL moment?
Mine was we was playing Cleveland Browns my rookie year, and they had DaQuell Jackson, and I was coming
Mike linebacker.
Yeah, Mike linebacker. And all he want to do is thud, thud, thud. And it's so crazy that you was with Chicago because I thought I was going to have my coming welcome to the NFL moment when I was going against Brian Urlacher.
Yeah.
But once I played against him, I feel like he more a finesse linebacker. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But boy, DeQuell Jackson, he want to thud every chance he get. Every chance he gets. So I come through the middle, he hit me. I go this way, my mouthpiece go the other way. I'm like, dang, this real deal right here. This real deal.
Is that the hardest you ever been hit?
Yeah.
DeQuell Jackson, shout out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got back up now. I'm going to get back up.
Was it like the program, Darnell Jefferson, where you just, you know.
I was more embarrassed because I'm like, dang, he's not my mouthpiece side.
Now, my question is, I want to know what you think you would run a 40 in right now.
Right now?
Yes.
Oh, man.
When was the last time you ran?
Ran. I mean,
you look like you still work out, but like, yeah, I'm talking about like running.
Like run full speed. It's been a while. Like, yeah. I just do cardio. Like, I jog around the neighborhood. I don't run. Like, nah, I don't do that.
Unless that dog come around that corner.
Unless that dog come around. Like, realistically, I think I could run a 4.4 right now.
You run a 4.4?
Yeah, I can run a
4.4. If you hit 4.5, you probably like mad.
I'm running a 4.4. I know I can run a 4.4.
Okay.
T.O. said he ran a 4.42 or 4.4 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And T.O. 50.
Yeah, if T.O. ran 50. That, if T.O. ran that, I know I can run.
So you beating that? You think? Oh, okay. No question. Hell yeah,
only,
I can beat
like,
that.
If you think about it, like, it's 40 yards.
I know.
Like, that might be your only one.
I think
one,
I can run a 4.5 right now.
Right.
Not a 4.4. I think I could do a 4.5 right now.
Dude, I barely hit 4.4 when I was in my best shape at 22, 23.
What was your best 40?
4.45.
Okay.
Somewhere around there. What'd you say you ran?
We don't have to talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Let's just focus on Chris here.
Okay.
Let's just focus on Chris here. Fast people like to run fast. So let's just focus on Chris here. I'm good with that. You cool with that?
Yeah,
I'm cool. All right, cool. Go ahead.
So you got a podcast with one of your former teammates.
Right.
Lindell White.
Mm.
How's that been going? And what is like, what do you guys talk about on your podcast?
Right. Well, we talk about just life, everything that's going on in life, all social problems and all that stuff. And honestly, we took a break right now because we was doing a lot of Zoom, over Zoom and stuff like that. And like, that kind of got boring to me. I like more in person sitting.
This is way better.
Know what I'm saying? It's way better. Know what I'm saying? You have more fun with it. You look more forward to it and stuff like that. So right now we just rebranding and like just trying to figure out because he lives in Denver. I live in Orlando. So we're just trying to figure out a schedule where we can get together and like just make content and release it and make it make sense.
That's kind of how ours started out. We did the whole Zoom at first and then...
Mm.
Did an event for the league.
It was totally different.
Totally different vibe.
And, and once then, the energy was like,
we
got it. Yeah.
We're never going back to Zoom again.
This is right.
So how are y'all close? Like, y'all stay in the same area?
No. I'm in Chicago. Mm-hmm. He lives in Charlotte.
So how y'all work that out?
We just make it work.
We just
Thomas.
Meet.
He's our guru.
Shout out to Thomas. Yeah, he's in La La Land now because he saw a little star crush.
He saw his high school crush.
He ain't been acting right since.
He completely changed.
He made us lead a stage.
He was blushing.
Hey,
he was
y'all clean up over here. Brought out a little mini vacuum.
He was doing the most.
So it's all good. But CJ, I want to know this from you because we asked this to all of our guests and. Mount Rushmore of influence, like the people that have impacted you the most in your life.
In my life.
Football, off the field, on the field, life in general. You get four. Who would those four be?
Okay. One, I would say my great grandmother.
Okay.
That's my great grandma, like, lived with them my whole time growing up. So, like, I came up, like, my mom and dad, I was with them too. Like, I ain't gonna say they weren't involved, they was in my life, but like, I always wanted to live with my grandmother. So it was crazy because I stayed with two of my grandmothers. So I stayed with my great grandmother and my grandmother.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? So I grew up with them. So like, just seeing how hard they work, how they hustled and stuff, and like, to always provide and stuff like that. Those are two. And I gotta say, my oldest brother, like, I always wanted to be like my oldest brother because when I was younger, My mom wouldn't let me play football because she thought that I was going to get hurt Kyle Little, but she always let my brother play. So, like, every year.
Oh,
like,
so she let him play, but you couldn't play.
Yeah, but I couldn't
play. How old was he?
He's my oldest. He was my oldest brother, so he's 5 years older than me.
Okay.
So he's my oldest brother. So I got 3 older brothers. He's the oldest. So every year, like, all the way up until, like, 7th grade, every year, like, he used to be, like, just working out, training, stuff like that. I used to be right there with him, working out and training and stuff like that. And when it comes time for the football season, she let him play and would never let me play. So I do all this work for no reason. So finally, she eventually let me play. But, like, just seeing, like, he's the reason why I played football, like, why I always wanted to play football and stuff like that. So, like, he's one. And then another guy, I got to say Vince Young, man. Like,
Okay, yeah.
Vince Young was a guy, like, when I came to the league, he was my quarterback. He got it, took me on his wings, and just to see the type of person he is, and, like, no matter, like, whatever was going on with him, and, like, when everything was going on with him, like, he never changed or anything like that. Like, he took it on the chin, and still, like, to this day, like, that's my brother, man, and he's still doing great for himself. And, like, even though he didn't, like, we knew how good Vince was, and even though he didn't have this long career or play like that, like, he got no ill wills or anything. Like, you wouldn't even know. You would think he played 15 years in the league.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Like, when you get around him, like, he just still chill. He the same guy. He act the same right now, the same guy that I met the first day I walked in the locker room to how he is now today, so.
That's awesome. I love the consistency with that. I wouldn't have guessed Vince Young.
I wouldn't either.
I did not see that on that Mount Rushmore. So, thanks.
Yeah. CJ2K.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, we appreciate you coming on the show, man. Blessing us with some
Thank
stories.
Thank you for having me, bro.
And hopefully awesome. They zoom in on all this ice my man got. Because, you know, if you don't know who it is.
I'm cold.
I mean, clearly.
I got goosebumps. I'm cold.
Okay, good.
It's cold. We appreciate you, boss.
Thanks, man. Sir. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Love what he's doing with Just Love Coffee. Chris Johnson, he's killing it with the franchise business, man. I love what he's doing. The business mind, the real estate, like, he's just, man, I'm proud of him. He's doing amazing things.
I'm just happy that he said he can still run like a 4-4. And when challenged, I'm like, dude, this dude probably hit a 4-3. Yeah. And that's just scary.
I'm going to say I'm going to do it like a high 4-5 right now.
You right now?
Right now, high 4-5, yeah, like a 4-5-9.
I'm going to do a pulled hamstring. So we are good to go. Hey, all of our viewers, wherever you pick us up at, wherever you watch us or listen to us, give us a 5-star rating, give us a follow, click that subscribe button, leave a couple comments, please share, whether it's either on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio. Man, Peanut, this is another great one, bro. All we doing is dropping bangers, dog.
All we do is win, no matter what. I think I made that up. Y'all ain't never heard that before.
I'm pretty sure you do not. You know I'm out.
Nope, that's me. All I do is win. I'm Peanut, NFL Player Second Acts Podcast. He left because he mad, but I did make that lyric up. He stole it from me. That's all I'm saying. I'm Peanut Tillman. I'm out.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.